With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump calls the blockade of Iranian ports genius, insisting it will not come to an end until Iran agrees to end its pursuit of nuclear weapons. But Iran's supreme leader says the Islamic Republic will protect its nuclear and missile capabilities as a national asset. Following a stormy appearance before a congressional committee yesterday, Secretary of War Hegseth is back for more today, making a return visit to Capitol Hill.
Testifying before lawmakers for the first time since the war started, Hegseth defended the military operations during tense exchanges with Democrats, including California's John Garamendi.
You have been lying to the American public about this war from day one, and so has the president.
Hegseth accused congressional Democrats of being the Pentagon's biggest adversary.
You sit there and go on TV for your clickbait about quagmires. It undermines the mission.
The Pentagon says the Iran war has cost $25 billion so far. Greg Clugston, Capitol Hill.
Louisiana is postponing next month's House primaries following the Supreme Court ruling, striking down a race-based congressional district as unconstitutional. Inflation heated up last month compared with a year ago. Prices rose 3.5%, the biggest increase in almost 3 years. The Federal Reserve is holding interest rates right where they are. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell cites the impact of the Iran war for the decision to hold the line on rates. A thorn in President Trump's side, Powell plans to remain on the Fed's Board of Governors after his term as chairman comes to an end next month. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 553 points. The Nasdaq, 148 points lower. This is SRN News. What are your favorite Christian radio programs?
According to a wide-ranging survey by the Pew Research Center, a solid core of popular shows are getting the most airplay on most stations. At the top of the list is the longest-running radio drama in history, Unshackled. It airs on 50% of all Christian radio stations. Turning Point, another legendary program, runs on 49% of stations, and 44% have focus on the family in their daily lineup. Grace to You airs on 43%. Michael Harrington reporting.
LGBT activists are targeting the National Hockey League. They're pressuring Commissioner Gary Bettman to do more to promote the gay agenda despite a recent rebellion by players over the issue. Bettman has tried to reduce the pressure, pointing to the league's longstanding relationship with You Can Play, an LGBT hockey organization, but his effort to get every NHL team to celebrate a gay pride night has been met with a backlash. This is SRN News. Tick season? It's off to a fast start.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued an early advisory to the public this week to guard against ticks. The CDC's tracking system shows that weekly rates of ER visits for tick bites are the highest for this time of the year since 2017, except the South Central United States. Because not every bite results in an infection, it will take time for medical experts to know whether there's an actual surge in Lyme disease or other illnesses. I'm Mike Hempen.
One of the worst hailstorms to hit Missouri killed an emu at the Springfield Zoo this week. It also injured drivers, knocked out power to thousands, and damaged hundreds of vehicles and even some planes. The largest of the softball-sized chunks of ice at pelted Springfield area measured 4 3/4 inches. More details, SRNNews.com.